All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5. Yeah, come on. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What up, H-Town? Hey, welcome to a Way Back Wednesday on The Usual Suspects. It's Barry, Nick, and Joel as the band is back together for this final day of this week.
Yeah.
Before Nick goes jet-setting on us to Las Vegas. Viva Las Vegas, as the case may be.
I'm pumped for you, Nick. I'm excited for you.
I'm pumped too, man. Leaving
you
tonight.
Be.
Can't wait.
Should be fun. Just make sure you keep track of your phone at all times.
There's going to be plenty of Latinas there for sure. So
what is your job on this trip to Vegas?
My job is to process. Yeah,
hold
he's
on.
Literally trying
Kelly,
to talk to me.
What is?
I know.
Why
this
are
happens
you bothering
every time.
Our producer
every
when we're live
single
on
time.
Air?
Trey
bro.
Does this too.
Do what are you guys doing? Do you know that we have a job to do? Now I sound like AJ Hoffman. Get out of the producer's room. My goodness.
Do you think young Adrian Wojnarowski did these kind of things?
He wanted to show me
no!
that Fred Davis invited him to do an interview with him
decline.
On his show.
Oh,
decline
my God.
And he said he's declining.
Decline.
This
yeah.
is what was so important
and
that you had to
you
interrupt
us.
Our show. Bro, not only does he come into our pre-show meeting and goes, you guys meeting? Yeah, that's what happens every day before the show. We meet. But now we're trying to have a discussion on air, and here he comes, just gallivanting into the producer's room.
Well, the funny thing is,
sashaying,
he bounces into our meeting every day and just plops down. And this, so after about 2.5 weeks, this is the first day he's actually asked, "Hey, you guys meeting?
You guys having a meeting?
Every time you plop
yeah.
down, we're meeting."
Okay, let's get back on track here.
Yes.
Now, what is your job and role on this little trip to Vegas with the Blitz?
It's not just with the Blitz. I'm actually going to probably produce the network show with Matt Peralta as well. So there'll be two programs that will be that will broadcast the show from Radio Row in Las Vegas at the MGM Grand. One of which is the Blitz from 4 mm-hmm. to 7 mm-hmm. Central, 2 mm-hmm. to 5
mm-hmm.
Pacific
We promote
time.
Them enough. That's fine.
And then Matt Peralta, I believe he's 9 to noon Pacific, which is 11 to
Now, that's on
the National
SB Nation
side.
Radio.
And I just process guests. If there's guests that roll by, I try to grab them. And, you know, like if it's a Bernard Hopkins or an Oscar De La Hoya,
right.
ideally we would want names like that
sure.
to join the show. And I just facilitate.
And I will say that that may not sound important, but... The job that you and Kirsten did on Radio Row.
Yeah,
you
Kirsten
guys,
did awesome on Radio
you,
Row.
Both of you guys, don't sell yourself short. You guys were the MVPs at Super Bowl Radio Row
yeah.
and grabbing folks and getting them there. So that's good, man. That's going
to
be fun.
You get to
yeah.
meet cool people.
Yeah.
Check out the ESPN Facebook live page, the ESPN now, Facebook page, because we're going to do a lot of live interviews.
Are we paying, is Matt Peralta, are we paying for that or is he going on, I hope we're not paying for that.
No, Matt Peralta is based kidding. In Las Vegas just, and he's employed for us.
I'm just kidding. I know. I just, yeah. Yeah. All right.
You hate Matt Peralta. We get it.
I get it. All right. Fine.
Why?
I don't.
He doesn't even know him.
Yeah,
he's just,
I'm just being cantankerous.
You really like
it's
that
good.
Word.
Really it
really like
bothers
word.
You that I know big words. I
no,
feel like every
no,
time
it
I
really bothers every, me that you know one big word.
Every time I say a big word, I say kerfluffle. And
there's
you,
a
you
lot
need
of
a,
these little
like,
idiosyncrasies
what?
That
what?
Bother you, Nick.
Yeah.
These
you
little idiosyncrasies get under your skin.
You need to go to the Palillo School of Vocabulary.
Yeah. Why do you hate big words and vocabulary?
See, now that's conjecture.
Sustained.
Oh, this is
that not? No? I didn't do that? Okay. By the way, we get a little afternoon baseball.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Really early.
Yeah.
If you're Garrett Cole, good morning. Get on the hill and let's go.
Astros up 1-0 already. I didn't see it, but apparently Bregman.
Snapped an 0-for-11 skid.
Yeah.
So that's good.
So can we talk for a moment? You know, we always like to start off the show with things going on in our lives.
Mm-hmm.
And I will spare you guys my quest for a vehicle because I've decided.
I'm trying to help.
I know. But I have to make up my mind what I want. And I don't, I decided that it's time. I need to get this truck traded in and get a car or whatever. But I was on the interwebs. Yes.
Let me interrupt for one second.
Okay.
As you listeners hear these kind of tidbits dropped into your earlobes,
yes,
and your eardrums, only serious inquiries, yes, about being able to help with vehicles need apply. Otherwise, don't dangle the carrot and the cheese and, yes, then yank it away. We don't have time for that. We appreciate you listening, but if you truly want to help, then engage. Otherwise, appreciate you saving some time.
I feel
time.
Like you're speaking from experience.
I think you know exactly what I'm doing, but I just wanted to point that out for both of us.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, I have to decide what the hell I want to buy first. I mean, my thought process is, like, if I just get, like, a 2018 used, you know, like, mm-hmm, I was looking at Camrys.
Pre-owned or...
Yeah, 6,000 miles on a Camry is nothing.
No.
And you can get a great discount on that. Or,
yep,
I was thinking about maybe a Lexus, or I've always wanted a Cadillac. My wife told me that only old people drive Cadillacs, so that kind
of
fits.
Your wife is right, unless it's an SUV.
But I don't know. So I got to figure out what I want. I think I'm going to not get a truck because of all the driving I do on the road. But so I was online last night, as I usually am, starting to look for
porn.
Well, that's usually in the morning after the wife leaves.
Okay.
Got to have the house to yourself, be able to spread out. Okay.
Too many details.
I'm not like that. Well, yeah, I like that too, yep, sometimes.
Too,
you got to make it kinky. You got to spice it up for yourself sometimes. Do something different. Stand up.
I've heard spice up your relationship, not spice it up for yourself.
Yeah.
You can't let the big dog eat till you tee your ball up, Nick.
Stand up, one leg on the couch. Gotta make it interesting.
Your leg was erect?
No, that's...
No, but his snake was.
No.
That's what it was.
Yeah.
It was erect.
No, I don't think you know what that word really means. anyways, I happen across Facebook. That came out wrong after what I just said.
Yeah,
that,
it did.
So I'm on Facebook, and I run across a post. I'm not going to mention who posted it. I'm not going to mention their name, because I don't want to throw anyone under the bus. But I see... I'm just going to read this as is to you guys and let you process this. Pay attention, Nick. You're going to have to process this. I think you, more than anyone, is going to... I think Joel will be into this, but I think for real, you will be more into this. All right?
Okay.
This was the post as written. I am now working with some amazing folks that are brewing dog beer. Yes, you read that right. It's all natural, non-alcoholic, canned beer for dogs. If you or your dog-friendly bar would like more information on purchasing these awesome products, contact me. What on earth? Why is there dog beer and it's non-alcoholic? That's not beer then, right?
What is it, a beer substitute? You got O'Doul's, you got all those different for humans.
I bet you it's actually kind of a genius idea. He's probably going to make money off that.
What? Who? First
dog
of all,
owners are dumb. I'm telling you.
Who's buying dog beer for a dog?
I certainly am not, because I would have my dogs would be alcoholic.
Well, it's non-alcoholic,
obviously.
I get
it. I'm kidding. I'm like, I got too many dogs to be buying beer for.
So the name of this company, I'll give the company name. I won't give the person's name. Good Boy Dog Beer. They're local. And they have cans. There's the Good Boy Dog Beer IPA. What? Why is there an IPA dog beer? What am I missing here? There's the Session Squirrel, which is veggie-based. The Mailman Malt Liquor, which is chicken-based. And I feel like that's kind of racist. And the IPA Lot in the Yard, pork-based. What? This is real. I'm not making this up. These are all real.
It seems like a complete waste, right? I mean, just if they want the veggie, the pork, the beef, whatever the taste is, just buy the food that's flavored, which we do. But water's just fine.
Yeah. What did dogs? So here's the thing. Also, I'm the ladies that work here. I'm on Facebook, and I won't mention their names either. But one post, you know, how sometimes you can see.
I saw it. I was going to comment. You beat me to it.
Sometimes you can see when one of your friends posts on another friend's wall.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to mention which ladies that work here did this. But one of our coworkers posts on another coworker's wall, oh my gosh, totes adorbs, look at this. It was a dog bunk bed.
Yep.
a bunk bed for dogs, and the dogs are laying in the bunk bed on their backs, tucked in with a cover over them. Not like a laying like a dog.
And she said something like else, like, human. I can hardly stand it or something.
Like, they're
and I'm
laying
like,
there like a human. I was like, this is, you understand Cesar Millan is losing his mind right now. If he were dead, he would roll over in his grave. He's alive, right?
Yeah.
By the way?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Like, this, the dog whisperer is losing his mind because he would always tell people, dogs aren't meant to do that. Dogs are wild. They're wild animals by nature. They're not meant to sleep in a bunk bed and drink dog beer.
You domesticate them.
You don't put a tutu on them. They're dogs.
You domesticate them, but at the same time, what that tells me more than anything is you just never got out of and grew out of the Barbie doll stage.
Well,
like, you didn't want a pet. You just wanted a doll that had more action.
I agree. My wife has put a sweater on our cat. And
Lisa had costumes for Halloween and Christmas for the dogs. I'm like, well, that's stopping. She's like, why? I go, because I'm not going to, first of all, I won't walk them that way, but I don't want anybody coming to the house, knocking on the door, and have Santa balls come to the door going, it's not happening.
Santa ball.
It's just not happening. I'm not doing it.
I don't understand it. Like, just let your dog be a dog. Dog beer, bunk beds, why? I don't understand. I don't get it. I don't know.
People had too much time on their hands, and they never grew out of the doll phase.
Nick, you're
when they
being
were
very
a kid.
Quiet.
I don't want to say anything. I really don't want to say anything on this topic. Because anything I say in this particular topic is going to get turned around.
I promise you I'm not bringing up peanut butter.
Tell us about
I
your
promise
song.
You.
Tell us about your song.
No. I promise you I'm not bringing it up. Listen to Alcoholics.
Hey.
Way back Wednesdays.
Yep.
Songs you can drink to.
Songs,
or songs
you
about
can
drinking.
Drink to and or songs about drinking.
We'll get to how Joel cheated in a little bit.
We'll get to the fact that the second time we've done this topic, but it's what happens when
you... Did you realize that?
Not until he told me.
Yeah.
Totally forgot.
It happens.
But I guess when he got his list done, he realized he picked some of the same songs from the same list that he Googled last time.
Well, Siri was busy with you, so I decided to move on.
We've established that Joel doesn't cheat, it's research. When Nick does it, it's cheating. When Joel does it, it's research.
That's right.
What we figured out.
That's absolutely right.
I've got a good George Thoroughbred song for you guys, too.
It's like George Thoroughbred.
That's his name, right?
Yep. Wonder Bread and George Thoroughbred.
What's his name?
You get them both at the grocery store.
It's not Thoroughbred?
Or your local
you,
music
Nicholas.
Store.
I love you so much. By the way, yesterday, Nick and I are waiting to meet with some folks. The folks from Thrive yesterday.
Yeah.
We're hanging out. And Patrick Creighton walks by, goes, I heard the topic for tomorrow. Better be some George Thorogood on there. And walks off.
Thorogood. That's his name.
Nick's like, I think I got some George Thoroughbred for... No. It's not
that's
it at
name.
All. Not it at all.
Thorogood.
Yes.
Not Thoroughbred.
Yes.
I got it now.
No.
Yes, it wasn't Thoroughbred Marshall. It was Thorogood Marshall. Just so you're clear. All right.
HRP listener line wide open, gang. 713-780-3776. Call or text that number. Also, reach out to us via Twitter at Barry is Funny, at Pac-Man Joel with a K, at The Producer Nick. Right now, I do want to tell you about my good friends at Cars for Kids and the Texas Can Academies. I've been telling you about them for quite a while. It's Texans and Houstonians helping kids in the Houston area get a second chance at their education. It's a fantastic program, and here's how it works. If you got a clunker that's been hanging around collecting rust and dust, you want to get rid of it, you really don't want to pay because maybe it's not even working anymore. You don't want to pay for a tow truck and spend money just to get it off your property. Well, you don't have to. All you do is pick up the phone. You call 713-225-4226, or you log on to carsforkids.org. Tell them what you got. Tell them where you live. They do the rest. They come to you. They take it away with a tow truck. They do all the paperwork. You mention ESPN 97.5, you get a $50 gift card. And that's where the process really begins, because they take your donation and they turn it into resources for kids trying to get a second chance to get an education. That means that they have distractions in their lives when trying to hit the books that can be prevented because of your donations. Things like eyeglasses, book money, bus fare, warm meals, things that if they don't have, it's really hard to focus on studies. But if they do have, they can focus on moving through and getting their degree. It's a fantastic program, all because of donations from people like you. It can be a motorcycle, boat, RV, truck, trailer, and more. Just call them and see what you've got. Let them know. They'll tell you if they can take it or not. 713-225-4226, carsforkids.org. Right off the car, not the kid.
Need a new restaurant to go to? Visit culturemap.com to get the latest restaurant and bar news.
I hope you're hungry.
From Culture Map food editor Eric Sandler.
could be holding you tonight. I could quit doing wrong and start doing right. You don't care about what I think. Think I'll just stay here and drink.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Think I'll just stay here and drink. Hey, listen close and you can hear.
I'd be all right if we just let this whole song play.
I wouldn't, but Nick would.
You don't like this song?
No, I like it.
Is Merle?
Yeah, how do you not like this song?
Well, I just had enough.
You don't like country music?
I'm not a big fan.
Of country? Or Merle?
Well, Merle.
Why are you doing that?
Because he kind of sounds like he's doing a broadcast.
He does kind of sound like
that. Way to make it weird, Joel. So I'm trying to enjoy this music from my youth with my pops.
I used
to listen to this in his old beat-up 1979 Ford pickup.
You sure it was a 1970
Merle Haggard
Ford
had a backup
pickup?
Singer that ended up talking about... What? Merle Haggard had a backup singer that ended up going to the Texas Aggies 50-yard line. Oh,
what?
Dave South might have been
really?
a backup singer for Merle Haggard.
He's being silly. There's no way Dave South was a singer.
Dave South and the Aggies. Oh, my God. He touched the ball. It's out of bounds. Who's got it? We got it. I don't know.
For a station that is a A&M station, I guess.
That would be us.
We kill Dave South. Like, on air, we make fun of him
all the time. He's done now.
Don't say we.
He's done now.
Don't say we.
You've made fun of Dave South.
I've never in
yes,
my life made fun of our
You said his jeans were
savior.
Too tight and his
no.
motorcycle
Excuse
was too big.
Me?
Yes, you did. And you
I don't
said
remember
that.
That part,
That's
but
you too.
I'll
you
go
also
with it.
Said that.
No, I agreed with you.
No. Yeah. Nice try.
No, that's true.
Nice try putting words in my mouth. If you can see on the stream, you can see that grin he's got where you can know that he's lying. Yeah. See? Uh-huh.
Not me.
Uh-huh. All right. Couple of texts before we move on. Somebody said, when it comes to their pets, white people will pay for anything. That is pretty true.
Yeah.
That's very true.
I'm not allowed to comment on that.
My wife. Whew. We spend more money on stupid crap for our dogs that I don't approve of. That just shows up in Amazon. Oh, I'm like, what's this? Oh, well, I thought
it's a doggy
that
treadmill.
The dogs
How about
needed...
just a treadmill? Why did you have to get a dog treadmill?
Dude, the stuff that I end up throwing... And she's like, no, I can give it to somebody else. I'm like, well, do something with it, but we just paid.
Yeah.
She had a doggy stroller before I met her.
Oh, my God.
She had a doggy stroller.
That's uncalled for.
So that she could go running with her two small dogs, and at least they could enjoy the view. She had, like,
that's ridiculous.
She had, like, a mezzanine kind of dog couch that went around the passenger seat in the car and was elevated so they could see out the window.
What?
But it was like a big sunken in couch cushion, so they could sit in comfort, elevated enough so they didn't have to get on the armrest.
I've seen all these. I've seen strollers. I've seen everything that he's talking about. I've seen at Town Square. I saw someone push around in Sugarland. I saw a lady push around a Chihuahua in her stroller,
mm-hmm.
and we stopped and we actually had a conversation with her. And I'm looking at this Chihuahua, which is at least 7 or 8 pounds overweight. Like it's a fat Chihuahua.
Mm-hmm.
And then she's like, yeah, I push him around because his knees are bad. I'm like, you push him around and you're making him worse.
Yeah.
Right?
That's
his
exactly
knees are bad
because
he's fat because he's not walking.
That's right.
Okay? You're overfeeding him and you're not exercising.
And he's a Chihuahua and he's fragile.
Yeah.
Like, get him out of the stroller.
That's horrible. Yeah. White woman, I'm sure, correct?
I mean, yes, but I wasn't going to say that.
She bought the tripod.
What?
The tripod.
The three-legged dog we have.
Oh.
She bought Bobo temporary grip gloves for the front paw so that he can grip the pavement and the tile floors better in the house and the wood floors. But those are disposable. But then she bought the permanent one that's like a freaking boxing glove with grippers because she thought... And, of course, at no time did she contemplate the fact that no dog wants a mitten permanently on their paw.
I was just going to say... Like, isn't the sweaters and the t-shirts, isn't that enough?
I'm like...
That's too much. Just sweaters and t-shirts and is too much.
Yeah, I agree.
So the temporary ones look like surgical gloves, right? They have
like latex.
Yeah,
or something.
Latex purple. I go, is Dr. Hook, so she brings him home and her mom's there and they both thought it was the greatest idea. I go, is Dr. Hook going into surgery or what's going on? She goes, what do you mean? I go, what the heck's on the dog's paw? She's like, well, he needs better grip. What are you kidding me?
Oh my God. I would almost rather her just buy doggy beer than some of that stuff. That seems like it's way too much.
Oh, that should be gone. Nope, it's not.
Ooh. Nice little catch there. Is Nick going to the Bunny Ranch? That was a text. You plan on...
Depends on how the nightlife is.
You plan on visiting the Bunny Ranch, Nick?
Probably not.
Okay. Nathan said get an Audi. I'm on my third one, and every one of them has been great.
Until you got to get it fixed.
I disagree.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Really?
Disagree. Yeah,
totally disagree. Parts,
they expensive to get fixed?
Totally disagree. Because
I was thinking about that.
Brutal.
No? Okay.
My vote is no, but Audi's, I mean, I'm sure some people have had good experiences.
Brutal.
Get the Cadillac. They work with Android audio. Like that might have been a shot. Not sure if I'm blocked, but if not, get a certified used. Price drops like crazy and you get an extended warranty. That's good advice. Hey, Barry, you can still get a truck with an EcoBoost, a V6 Ford F-150. I don't know if I want a truck, though. Just because, I mean, I still think I could get better gas mileage.
Yeah. Why don't you make up your mind what you want first?
Okay.
And then people can help you.
NASCAR Johnny said, I've seen dog beer before, but in bottles. It was like $25 for a six-pack. Just
ridiculous.
Flavored water to have a beer with your dog. Nick is right. People are stupid and will buy anything. That was NASCAR Johnny.
For the dogs, I'm telling you, man. I'm telling you right now, when people go shopping for stuff that's not for their dog, they'll stop at the dog aisle just to check it out. You know what I mean? And see what they could potentially buy for their dog, even if they had no intentions of buying anything for their dog. That's what people do with their dogs.
That's just silly.
Especially smaller dogs, I feel like. Absolutely. Now, I've got friends that are more, like, raw with their dogs in terms of, like, not babying them.
Uh-huh.
Like, my friend's got a Rottweiler.
Right.
He's not mean to it, but he's not pampering it.
Right.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But small dogs, they tend to get spoiled
absolutely.
For whatever reason.
Absolutely. My wife doesn't have one yet, and she wants to get one of those teacup Yorkies. She's already got the name picked out. I'm sure she's going to have pigtails. I'm just like, no.
Yeah.
It's still a dog. I know it's small, but it's still a dog.
Yep.
Let it be a dog.
What'd she go with? Cartier?
Princess Lulu.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. It's going to be...
Wow.
Yeah.
Princess Lulu?
Princess Lulu is going to be her dog's name. Doesn't even have it yet, but that's what she wants to call her dog.
Yorkies are yappers, too, by the way.
Can you imagine?
Oh, I know.
He's going to throw that Yorkie across the farm, dude.
I'll be like, yeah, your dog got away. It ran away. I don't know how it got out, babe. I'm so sorry.
Once it runs away, the Facebook page will be commenting on you running around the farm going, here, Princess Lulu.
Legit, though? Like, for real?
I'll take it to another neighborhood and let it go.
Micro teacup Yorkie? That's the type of dog that might get stolen, honestly.
Really?
People are really tempted to steal those type of dogs.
Why?
And small chihuahuas.
If they're pure.
Like, if they're toy dogs?
God.
I saw someone almost try to steal my chihuahua right in front of me.
That's
why I know.
Who the hell would steal a chihuahua? Those are the worst dogs ever.
Yeah.
Oh, no. All right, I won't read that one because everyone's picking on you, Nick. Just so you know, Joel, you get no votes for making fun of Merle Haggard. That was a text.
I'm sorry.
Nope, you don't. And then we got a football question we'll save for the next segment.
Take my segment. Won't you go?
Why are you doing Kermit the Frog?
Hi-ho, Kermit the Frog here. Why are there so many? All right, we're going to go to a break. We're going to come back with more. It's the Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
You know who it is.
It's Kareem Jackson, and you listen to ESPN 97.5.
Boys and girls, take warning. If you go.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, welcome to the second half hour of hour number one of the big time, big show.
What is this garbage that we're playing?
Sneaky Snake.
I don't even know why I'm playing this song. I knew when I saw the title that you were up to something. And this is the song that I imagine that you're going to get disqualified for?
Yeah, this has nothing to do with drinking, but I just thought after yesterday's discussion of you with erect snakes that you would enjoy a song about snakes called Sneaky Snake.
And you knew the color of the snake because it had eaten the trouser mouse.
You and the erect
snake. Your rat
snake
ate the trouser mouse.
You never heard this song?
No.
This is a classic from Tom T. Hall.
Tom T. Hall.
Tom T. Hall.
How many songs have you heard from Tom T. Hall
outside
of this one?
Probably like
six. Name one.
I love little baby ducks.
Oh, I know that song.
Yeah, exactly.
That was Tom T. Hall?
Yeah. I think it's called I Love.
And I Love You Too or something like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, based on this track, I'm definitely not going to look him
up
ever
again. Oh, you would
like
Tom T. Hall. He's the man. Tom T. Hall's the man around these parts.
Not if he sings a song that's called Sneaky Snake. I'm not sure.
I used to love that song when I was like 6 years old. That's all I would sing. Really?
Yeah.
Sneaky Snake?
No. No, I know.
Tom T. Hall has some jams now.
I know like the funny some of the other
ones. I'll be honest,
that's
probably the first time anyone's ever used the words Tom T. Hall and jams in the same sentence. but he has, look, do you remember the year that Clayton Delaney died?
Nope.
I like beer.
Yeah, that's a more appropriate song for today's theme, not Sneaky Snake.
I love.
Well, but he told you why he put it in there, just to agitate you.
I know.
Yeah, Tom T. Hall's got some joints now. Need to check him out. Put him in your rotation.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do. I'm assuming he's no longer alive, right?
Oh, well, that's a good question. I don't have any. I have no idea if Tom T. Hall is dead or not.
Let's take a look.
Dude, you guys know I'm bad at that. But also, Tracy, stop showing off on Twitter.
Yeah, seriously.
Nobody likes to show off.
But she's showing off?
No, not like that.
For once, it wasn't
tweeting
about the
pictures,
girls.
Yeah.
It was about the car.
She's tweeting pictures of her car and showing it off.
Oh.
And no one likes to show off. It's like when, now I'm not saying Tracy's guilty of this, but you ever see when a girl, she's like, just got my nails done, and then they put it on the steering wheel of their BMW or Lexus or Mercedes. It's like, okay, we know what you're doing. Or like, oh my God, yep. I don't know if I like this color. All right, we get it. You're showing off your car. No one's fallen for that.
Kind of reminds me of an Instagram post from UFC Octagon Girl from earlier today, Ariane Celeste. And she's like, this is how we walk our dogs in Beverly Hills. And she's just, you know, all dressed up with these two little pampered ass, little
expensive dogs.
Yeah. I didn't like that post either. But I didn't see the Mercedes post. But, you know, if you want to post anything else, Tracy.
Well, you just gave it away.
Eric said one of my buddies accidentally killed his fiance's dog.
Oh God!
Took it for a run and it died of heat exhaustion. Why am I laughing? That's not funny.
That is terrible.
When they got back home, imagine explaining that when she got home from work. Oh, bro, no way, no way. What I would do is I would get look if I took Princess Lulu for a run. And this dog doesn't even exist yet, but...
And she dies?
And she dies. I'm gonna either unhook the leash and leave that dog there where it died and then just go, she must have got out. Let's go look for her. They'd be like, I found her. Oh, this is terrible. Or I would probably just like go ahead and bury her in the backyard and then just say she got away and just be like, I don't know where she went. I have no idea.
Joel, what do you think? What would you do? Would you do anything?
If you took a dog for a run and it died... Are you going to just own that and be like, look, Lisa, I killed
you're
the
have
dog.
To, bud.
I'm not going
to
say I killed
no way.
It. The
I'm
dog
covering
died.
Up. Yeah, well, you killed it. If you take a dog
no,
for a run.
She encourages us
no.
to take if, the dog
But you're supposed
for
to take a dog for a walk.
You're on. Yeah, but if you're on, if you take a dog and you get heat exhaustion,
you
you're on the hook for that
you
murder.
You murdered the dog.
Yeah, that's you.
I don't
you,
know about
you
all that.
You're a dog murderer. You're the Aaron Hernandez of dog
you're
owners.
You're an accomplice, maybe.
No, you're a murderer. You killed that
dog.
Can I
just tell you, though?
At some point, you have to know this dog needs water. You can't go, hey, let's go for a 13-mile run, this little-ass hound dog, and it can't even run. And it's...
Well, that's his dumb-ass fault if he went out for 13 miles.
I don't know. Whatever it was. He just said he killed the dog. That's on
I've
you,
taken
Eric.
The, you've, seen,
murderer.
You've seen Buddy the Pitbull. I've taken Buddy the Pitbull running on a 4-mile run, and Lisa was the one encouraging and going, his fat ass needs to get a couple of pounds off. Take him the whole way. And I'm like, it's kind of... And she's like, he can handle it. I've taken him before. And boy, oh boy, by the end of that thing, Buddy's done for the day. When he's done, it's cold tile and cold water, and he ain't moving.
Yeah, that's how my
dog
is.
Do you take the three-legged dog for a run?
No, we walk him every day. But the problem is
he tries to run on his own.
He decides when he, like, periodically when it's time to just take a break. and it annoys the hell out of me, so Lisa's got to do it. Like, now, we're in the middle of a walk, like halfway, you know, four or five blocks from the house, and he just decides to plunge down in the grass because he's like, I'm going to break it down for a while.
I don't have a leg. I'm laying here for a minute, all right?
Tell you what.
Give me a second.
Have him be halfway, all the way on the other side of the garage with the fences, so he's got to go around and just say you want a treat and watch how fast that dog can run when he wants
By the way, Eric said it died at the house when they got home, not on the walk. Oh, in that case, you just unclip it and go put it in a room somewhere under a bed and be like, I don't know what happened.
It was already an inappropriate segment when we laughed at the dog's death.
No.
But now it's really getting inappropriate.
No, we here, pal. That's all on you.
It's and not
you,
inappropriate.
Didn't you hear Joel giggle?
I heard him laugh at it. Kind of like when you heard me say those things about Dave South. I heard him laugh at him.
Yeah, you also said he wasn't very attractive.
I heard that. Oh, great. Now I'm getting pictures of people's hands on their steering wheels on Twitter. Guys, I hate y'all so much.
I will say this.
Stalker Brian. Just got my nails done. That's hilarious.
So we had a chihuahua that was Lisa's before I met her, and Lola was about 17, right? So Lola had free reign to go out whenever she wanted. Sometimes you didn't even see her because she's small, and she would just go out, and she always would, you know, be there waiting. There were two separate occasions when Lisa couldn't find Lola. Oh my God.
Bad.
You would have thought. And I'm sitting there at like 10 o'clock at night with a flashlight in the yard around the block.
I would love to say I wouldn't do that. That's not true, though.
And
if my wife would make, I would have to, I would be out there.
And you know where I found her? In Lisa's closet.
Oh, see?
Like,
see?
In the corner, like resting on a pile of clothes. And I'm like, do you realize how long I've been looking for your ass?
That happened where I, one day I was out doing the yard and I was going in and out of the house a lot. And then I guess I had accidentally left the door open a little bit. And I thought that the old cat, who has, by the way, no front claws, can't hear, almost blind. And I thought it got out. And we looked all over the house for this cat. And we couldn't find, and I'm freaking out. I was literally like, oh my God, this poor cat, I have let this old ass cat wander outside with all these snakes and bobcats and feral hogs and all, this cat is dead. This cat is going to die. So I'm freaking out. He was hiding in the workout room under some stuff, but I
think that's happened to every pet.
Oh my God, I freaked out.
Just the other night, you know, when Lisa gets up in the middle of the night, she lets all the dogs out while she's showering and getting ready for work and then lets them back in and they sit and, I don't know, entertain themselves while she puts her makeup on. She wakes me up out of a sound sleep. I can't find Luna, which is our chihuahua now.
Right.
I'm like, okay. I'm sure she ain't going too far because she knows where her bread's buttered. We feed her. We pamper her, everything like that. She's like, you got to help me find her right now. So I get up. I'm like, sound sleep. Get up. Look around the house. I'm outside. I'm in the yard. I come back in. When I come back in, she's in her room doing the makeup. I go, what are you doing? She goes, oh, I found her. She was under the covers. I'm like, are you kidding me? You woke me up. I'm like freaked out. And she finds the damn dog under the covers.
All right. I have a bone to pick. You might call me a dumbass.
So?
He said, no, that was Don Williams' dumbass. I love. No. Tom T. Hall has a song called I Love. Turn this down and play Tom T. Hall, I Love, real quick.
I'm pretty sure.
Because I'm about to ban OU Mike.
I'm pretty sure I would trust OU Mike.
Okay.
You're going to ban him again?
Google Tom T. Hall, I Love on YouTube. Google it on Siri on the YouTube.
Okay. I love.
And just start playing. You might have to fast forward
Haggard,
a little bit.
My fault.
Yeah. OU Mike. Because if Tom T. Hall has a song called I Love, guess what? I'm going to block you on the text line, OU Mike. That's what you get.
Because some of the people that text in just got to get better at being texty.
Hmm.
Is this the right one?
That's it.
That's exactly what it
Who
is.
Who sings that, Nick?
According to this website, Tom T. Hall.
Yeah. Sorry, OU Mike. No one's ever going to see your text again. Dumbass.
Who did he say it was?
Don Williams.
Nick, you want to see if Don Williams has a version of that?
Doesn't matter. I was right when I said Tom T. Hall sings I Love. By the way, this is a jam.
I don't know if it's a jam.
Nah, there's a Don Williams song that says... That's called I Believe in You, because when I Googled Don Williams, I Love, it didn't pop up.
Yeah. Blocked. So, never again.
It sounds like OU Mike is extremely wrong.
It's called Vindication.
Even when you Google Tom T. Hall, that's one of the songs that pop up.
Lawrence, we see you. We'll get your call after a break.
Yeah,
I
Lawrence,
promise.
Don't go anywhere. We'll be back with more. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
Old TV shows and snow.
Well, hello.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
You played the wrong one. I took this off. Because you said that...
You took it off? Not,
yeah, you said it was an alcoholic song, so...
I wanted to disqualify you.
I'm already disqualified for Sneaky Snake. It's all right.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's still a good song. That's why I told you to get the Dairy Queen. That's what I like about Texas music queued up, because he's DQ'd.
Sneaky Snake isn't about drinking. What just happened there? Did Correa just eat it on the base paths?
The fact that he's on a base path.
Yeah, no kidding. Amazing. Oh, he scored. Look at that. 5-2, Astros up. All right.
Tweet Robert Ford for me one time.
No.
Come on, do one. They
just
scored.
And the Astros lead it? 5-2.
There you go. You don't need to check the score. You just stick with us.
Yeah. All right. Let's go to Lawrence's call. He wants to talk wide receivers for the Falcons. Lawrence, what's up?
Hey, I end up picking Calvin Ridley on my fantasy football team. What y'all think about him, man? I thought he was gonna be an important part of their offense, but it don't look so far like that. The first game, I hang up and listen.
Appreciate it, man. You're asking about Calvin Ridley. I mean, I'll be honest with you. I don't do a lot of fantasy advice. That's why we have Sigmund Bloom.
Tomorrow, Lauren.
Yeah.
We can ask him. Just make sure you remind us.
Yeah, folks did have high expectations for him.
He didn't get a ball. They targeted him. He might have gotten maybe had one pass for 8 yards. But he did not see the ball against the Eagles.
It's one of those things where, I mean, they've got a lot of guys, but after Julio Jones, it's all wide receiver twos and threes on your roster. Guys that, you know, I don't know. My thing is, dude, if you can find somebody that might be a surprise target on a per game basis, if you need help, because if you don't have a wide receiver two or three, then a lot of times you can go to the waiver wire week by week and look at matchups and look at who's got a terrible secondary and find those types of matchups. But
or think about it. If you had a quarterback that was unhealthy or you had a quarterback dilemma, you would look and say, well, Ryan Fitzpatrick, I can pick him up as a starter. No one drafted him probably because he's only going to play 4 weeks or less. And then all of a sudden you pick him up, put him in for 1 week, and boom, he explodes. And you end up catching lightning in a bottle. A lot of times you do the same thing with a position where you know someone's hurt.
Right now, if you've Leonard got two Fournette. If you've got two tight ends on your roster, like I do, I ended up with Doyle and Rudolph, and so I'm going to my league where Delanie Walker is out, where Greg Olsen is out, and I'm finding guys that might need a tight end and trading one of those guys and getting some value. So if you have that option, that's obviously something you could do as well.
Like if you have, you need a running back, and you see Fournette's out and he's questionable with a hamstring, probably. I don't think many people have T.J. Yeldon. Just pick him up. Short term, he could probably do some work for you, get you some yards and maybe, you know, a short yardage touchdown.
Yeah. I just don't know. I mean, I'm not sure what to think about Ridley and his situation. Is Sanu still on that?
Yes.
Yeah.
When you got two good ones like Sanu and Julio Jones, it's hard to get any productivity out of the third receiver.
Yeah, the slot receiver, plus with the backfield that they have. Yeah.
Running backs are studs.
Yeah, I would look elsewhere, man. I mean, I'm not much help on options, but yeah, I would even look for a trade if you need it that bad. If you drafted him too high and wasted a pick.
I don't know if this is breaking news, but just released at 1:42 Central Time, Russell Westbrook has knee surgery. Will miss the entire preseason. May miss regular season games. Arthroscopic knee surgery on his right knee. Why did you wait this long?
Ooh, yeah, that is a good question. Because, I mean, they're getting ready to break camp, right?
Well, camp's getting ready to start pretty quick
here. That's what I'm saying.
So I don't understand, unless in one of those pickup games at UCLA, he tweaked something. Otherwise, why wouldn't you have had this surgery early in the summer so that you're ready to go?
Yeah, that's to not no pun intended, but that's pretty suspect.
Yep.
You waited this long. Yeah, you're wondering, did you hear about, I don't know if I heard it on, I think I heard it on John and Raheel with Lance or whatever the hell, the damn, there's so many people on that show. Mm-hmm. It's Dell with John and Lance and Raheel, or
so
I don't know.
It says on the intro, it's John, it says all four names.
Does it?
On two of the segments,
Raheel and John with Dell and Lance sometimes.
John and Raheel with Dell and Lance.
They were talking about the fact that Andrew Luck came out and said that his shoulder injury, he hurt it again snowboarding.
His second one.
And admitted to it. And they were like, what are you doing? So I'm curious. I bring that up to say, I wonder if Westbrook was doing something like you said, either in a game in L.A. or just messing around.
Now, it says Westbrook experienced some stiffness in his knee over the last week during individual workouts while preparing for training camp. He elected to have a scope as a maintenance procedure rather than potentially dealing with issues throughout the season. That tells me even more so. Mm-hmm. It happened when he was hooping before he started. And then in order to kind of get it under the team umbrella, I'm going to go in and do some individual workouts, getting ready for camp, and let them know that something doesn't feel right.
Mm-hmm.
That's a little suspect, yeah. And they open up with the Warriors. So right off the bat, if he misses that game, that's not so good.
Good luck with that. Hey, shout out to 5219 if your number ends in that. Just know I saw your text and we appreciate the love. Thank you. Not going to read. I don't want to read hate on other shows, but we appreciate the love. Thank you.
Was that the one you mentioned earlier?
Nope,
or another
a different one?
Boy, people love us. That's nice, except for if I start trying to be funny.
I knew at some point you were going to bring up that text that I deleted.
But, you know, sometimes texters need to look at their text and be textier.
Let's get to this text question that we got early in the show. What are the odds, wrong show, that Watson breaks the Texans' touchdown single-game record against a Vrabel defense?
See, one thing that Dr. Chow didn't get to yesterday, but he had in his article, is the fact that he doesn't believe Deshaun Watson is still anywhere near 100%.
Really?
Yeah, and he thinks that it's going to take maybe, you know, a few weeks before he really gets that knee back to where it was.
A few weeks of playing?
Yeah, like a couple of games, and, you know, a month
so
or so into the season.
So what you're saying is they should have played him more in the preseason, because I'm starting to hear that narrative a lot.
Well, I
after
wrote that
game
article
one.
For SportsMap this weekend that I think that, you know, in all teams across the board should get their starters more work in preseason, and if they think there's too many preseason games, reduce the amount of preseason games so that the ticket holders get more for the games that they see with more of the real players on the field, and that the real players get more timing, more opportunities to get in regular season form. But he's basically saying, look, as good as technology is, that it's going to be a while before, from timing, from comfort, from, you know, his mechanics again, and his we all know he held onto the ball way too long last week, aside from missing guys. So he said it's going to be a few weeks. So I don't think, and obviously Tennessee's, regardless of what happens on offense, if Mariota plays or not, I think that defensively, those guys were embarrassed that they lost to the Dolphins. So I don't think I wouldn't go overboard and say
I don't
he's
think
be breaking
anything. I don't think that's that defense is all that good to begin with. I'll be honest with you. They gave up 27. Now they did force Tannehill into a couple of interceptions, but I never once. I mean, they given up 61 yards to Frank Gore. That dude's 108 years old. I don't put a lot of stock in the Tennessee defense. Maybe I'm wrong. But a lot of folks are you know, felt like Tennessee might be a player in the AFC South this year.
A lot of people thought they were going to be,
I had them last. I just don't think this is a good Tennessee team. I don't have any. Look what Vrabel did with this defense in 1 year.
Awful.
And when Romeo Crennel had it, they were outstanding. Now, they did have a lot of injuries. They did have a lot of injuries, so that has to be taken into account. But you could watch those games and see, schematically and otherwise, that Mike Vrabel was
whether
to
you
me,
call it bend
not
don't
doing
break
a good
or whatever.
Job.
Yeah. They sustained two hurricanes, a low pressure system, and a lightning storm to get through that first game.
Yeah, yeah.
So give them credit for that.
I don't know. I just don't. I'm not a believer in that Tennessee defense. But that said. For some reason, I feel like they're going to try to, the Texans are going to try to run the ball. They want to establish the run.
That's what Billy O does.
Yeah. So I don't think there's a chance that he breaks the Texans' touchdown record. I don't even know what the hell the Texans' touchdown record is. Do we know?
I have no idea.
I'll look it up.
I'm sure Brock Osweiler holds it.
Yeah, no, it's definitely a Matt Schaub record.
Yeah.
But whatever it is, I don't know. I wouldn't put any, I wouldn't bet any money that he breaks that record on the road in Tennessee.
Okay, I agree with you.
Okay.
All right. Well, we got one in the books. 2 hours still to go of the big show. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back with hour number two right around the corner. It's the Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
Pick it, Coral Reefers. Here we go.